welcome to the Ogletree Deacons Podcast, a brief discussion of legal issues and practical insights. Please note that the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended or to be construed as legal advice. We hope that you enjoy the program.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Puckett. I lead the Asia Pacific Group at Ogletree Deacons. I'm a member of the Cross-Border Practice Group. And as part of our global COVID-19 response efforts, we're launching this weekly podcast. Employers with operations in multiple jurisdictions face a unique challenge when trying to administer their return to workplace policies and other responses to the pandemic. COVID-19 has produced an influx of laws like nothing we've really ever seen before. Lots of them differ from country to country, and employers with operations in more than one country face a really unique challenge in trying to reconcile all of these new laws. And right now, as workplaces reopen, employers are contending with obligations that are completely unfamiliar, such as tracking employee symptoms, excluding employees from the workplace if they have certain symptoms or exposure conditions, contact tracing when there's an instance of COVID-19 confirmed in the workplace, and many other new and different things. And the best part is every single jurisdiction has issued its own order as to what employers can do and can't do. And a lot of the times they conflict with one another. So when trying to comply with all of these directives, is there an app for that? Well, yeah, but employers are limited in how they might be able to make use of that technology. So let's look at what the governments are doing. Some governments, like the Czech Republic and many similar apps that are under development or in existence in Europe and in places like Australia, Vietnam, use contact tracing, whether it be through location-based data or tracking your proximity to another user of the app, to identify contacts of someone who later reports that they have been diagnosed with COVID-19. Most of these apps are completely voluntary, and employers don't have any specific obligations in connection with these apps. But they should probably still prepare for situations such as a bunch of employees get a ping that they were exposed to COVID-19, and it's pretty reasonable that they might have been exposed within the workplace, but that's all that the employer knows. So what actions can be taken based on that? Preparing for those situations in the countries where those apps exist is probably a good plan. Other government apps enforce post-entry quarantines. For example, in Hong Kong, when you enter the country, you are required to download an app and you get a wristband. When you reach your home where you're to quarantine, you put the wristband on and walk slowly around your house while the app picks up your movements, and that's how they ensure that you're complying with your post-entry quarantine. Poland has a similar app requirement post-entry, and their app has asked for selfies to confirm that you are in your quarantine location. From an employer's perspective, that may seem like just a fun fact, but when you have business travelers crossing borders, it's really important to pay attention to the post-entry quarantine requirements, because employers can be on the hook if their employees violate government-imposed quarantines. There are also apps that really focus on entry and exit from specific locations. China's government developed its app through Alipay. That's who makes the app that individuals already use for electronic payments, either through the standalone Alipay app or WeChat. And the questionnaire embedded within it generates a red, yellow, or green color code in response to basic information, which includes work information, as well as health questions and exposure questions about COVID-19. Anyone needs a green code to enter public transportation and cross certain internal borders. And employers can actually require green codes to enter the workplace, although they don't have to. During lockdowns, there are also government apps like the ones in France and Argentina that help employees identify themselves as essential workers in case they're stopped by law enforcement when they are traveling. Now that we know what governments are using mobile technology for, how can employers use it? At the moment, it's not entirely clear. Employers who want to deploy an app globally should ask, what are they aiming to accomplish with it? And the interesting answer is, if what they want to do can only be accomplished by mobile technology, they probably can't do it globally. Using an app to track employee data is going to be a hard no in enough countries that if you wanted to do something like that, you would probably have to drill down country by country to figure out where and how. But if it's something that you can do globally outside of an app, there's no reason you can't use an app to do it. The question is, does it really make sense? Employers have used mobile apps for the purpose of collecting symptom information and clearing individuals to enter the workplace. These types of data collections are relatively uncontroversial as long as you do them within the parameters of data privacy legislation. And globally, there are a few key principles that if you observe, it's probably going to get you where you need to be in the majority of countries. But that's really a different podcast. We're talking about apps here. If you're comfortable collecting the data on a global basis, here's what you need to think about when using an app to do it. First, you don't get off the hook by outsourcing the app to a third-party provider. Data privacy laws impose obligations on employers that they can't contract out of. Data privacy regulators in various countries have come down on various places on how to handle collecting data for COVID-19 related purposes. Employers just need to be aware that the fact that these apps exist don't mean that employers can adopt them wholesale without looking into their own obligations under applicable law. Even so, you want to pay careful attention to your contract with any third-party vendor that you're using to collect or process your employees' data, especially if it might qualify as sensitive personal data under data privacy legislation or medical data under U.S. law that requires it to be kept as a confidential medical record under the Americans with Disabilities Act. And depending on what you're collecting, you may trigger requirements to retain it for certain lengths of time. And this may get really hairy when the data retention requirements require you to keep it for a certain period of time after the employment is terminated, but the data privacy laws require you to get rid of it as soon as the purpose for which you collected it has been served. And by the way, if your purpose for collecting it is to defend against a lawsuit, that's probably not going to cut it in a country where the data privacy regulator has placed limitations on this type of data. If you plan to deploy an app in a country where the language used is something other than English, you want to make sure that whoever is designing or developing your app can translate it into local language. The second issue specific to apps is that you may not be able to require employees to download software onto their personal device. Even if you have to get the employees to do so voluntarily, they may want to if it's a convenient way to do something they would have had to do anyway. Outside the US, employment is contractual, not at will. That means that you can't condition employment on something like downloading an app to a personal device unless there's a very compelling reason to do so. Most data privacy laws require disclosure to the employee about what type of data is being collected, as well as what the consequences are for refusing to provide it, and other key information like how long it's going to be retained and who is going to have access to it. This is a really good smell test for whether what you're trying to do with the app is suitable to do globally. If you draft these disclosures to the employee and put yourself in the employee's shoes and think, does this creep me out? If you don't feel great about the answers to those questions, you might not be on the right track. Mobile technology is an important tool in fighting the pandemic. Where employers land in that, not totally clear yet. We will have to see how the government contact tracing apps play out. And in the meantime, I hope these tips are helpful in evaluating whether the app approach is right for your global organization. Hope you enjoyed our first edition of this podcast. Next week, we can look forward to Carolyn Knox and Rebecca Marks talking about the role of the occupational physician in implementing COVID-19 response plans all over the world. Check out our supplement on the COVID-19 Resource Center at OgletreeDeacons.com.
Thank you for joining us on the Ogletree Deacons podcast. You can subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes or through your favorite podcast service. And remember, the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended or to be construed as legal advice.